It's Tabletop Time!
I'm Dave!
I'm Jen!
I'm Rob.
And I'm Jazza.
And it's Cyberpunk time. Reboot, execute, baby.
What do you got for us, Dave?
What have I got for you? A brief recap of last episode. We had a very sentimental episode. We had some moments where we got to have...
Wait. Sentimental music. All right, go for it.
Incongruent and Eve, where he asked her the questions of life. What does it mean? What do you want? He basically realized that she was definitely a thinking machine. And then the gang talked to Ugly, where they got to see a different side of him and found out that he hates people traffickers and will do and is willing to assist them to, you know, sort of in his mercantile way to help bring down the organization. And we left off with the gang after they've had a few drinks, and it's probably about midnight, and it's time for them to head home.
I'm wasted.
So you've had a few drinks?
I've had too many drinks.
So you're drunk.
I think at this point, Eve might realize I'm sort of edge of alcohol poisoning. Like, I'm very drunk.
Cool.
I haven't let go of my worries in a long time.
I'm going to get you a glass of water and, like, give it to you.
Yeah. You're great. I really like you.
I turn to Ugly. Is Ugly, like, intoxicated, or is he?
He seems a little bit tipsy. He's been sinking that moonshine like crazy. Like, enough to... He would have killed three people by now. Yeah. But it seems like he's finally drunk enough of this basic, like, petrol to have an effect on him. But you also, you know from medical information that's installed in you that even when Bespoke push themselves to drunk, it doesn't last like half as long as everyone else. Yeah. So he's still drinking like a crazy person to maintain a little bit of a buzz.
Yeah. I'll turn to him and say, I believe it's time we leave.
All right, no worries. I'll finish up here. Any gestures to the rest of the
table?
Oh,
come on. I thought you liked having...
Look, I'm pretty impressed you did one of those shots with me before. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that made Seb's eyeballs bulge.
Oh.
That one?
Yeah.
that was just like 95%, I think. Yeah, you'll probably be feeling that for a few days, mate.
Yeah.
Hey, take him out of here, would you, love? Go on.
Will do.
I'll buzz you in the morning. No worries.
Flyman carry.
Who took the fusion? Like, who's got the actual, like...
He would have probably handed it to... I think he handed it to Pro. I don't remember. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try and take the fusion off of you.
Make a sleight of hand check.
No, I'm assuming I've had a dose.
Screw that. Just go for it.
No, not yet.
What?
Sleight of hand. Don't.
Just you hey, don't
no,
try
no, no,
to
you do one in 3 days. So you knew you needed
it. You have to do it near it.
Well, it gets maximum use out of it. It's okay, like you need enough to take your medication in a couple of days.
All right.
Okay. Sleight of hand?
Apparently Eve had the fusion. But hey, we're doing this anyway. Yeah, so sleight of hand check.
CL?
Quite sleight of hand.
CL is...
Is she doing it stealthily?
Taking it off him sneakily without him noticing.
But he's drunk. Just
yeah, so it's going to be CL1.
Come on, baby.
No. Oh, and that is a critical fail.
And I'm like, no.
So
this is mine.
Eve very obviously goes to take it. Oh, no, it's obvious that she tried to sneakily take it.
I worked really hard for this, so don't ruin a good time, okay? I like you. Let's keep it that way.
I just worry it's not safe in your hands. Plus, didn't we want to give some to Songbird before we leave?
I'm going to say at this point you are halfway away from Ugly. He's back at his table.
Mm-hmm. You've like got up in charge of how I share anyway.
Seb?
I've never met this person.
You know the deal, Seb.
Do I even... What deal? I don't remember a deal. What are you, the deal maker? Whatever, mister. Oh, look at me. I'm a rich city person who's... I'm just going to spend some time with the people, the little poor people out in the streets, just because you're really fascinating. I'm going to do a study on you. Is that what we are to you?
Per.
Just, yo.
You are being an idiot. Please give me the fusion.
Whatever. Sure. Okay.
Oh, hand it over. That was more peaceful than I thought it might have been.
Let's get you to bed. You got surgery tomorrow.
What?
Told you, we're getting you new tech.
Oh, I don't remember that.
In consult me about this.
You weren't in the room.
Well, Pro is almost pass out drunk at this point. Like, he's not drunk like he's at a night out. He's like 1 second off dropping to the ground and being unconscious.
Way so past.
He's basically on the verge of alcohol poisoning.
Sorry.
No, you go.
We're heading outside.
Yeah? You head up the stairs, helping Pro the whole way.
Lift an arm. Mm-hmm. Lose the shoe, I pick it up. I want to see if somebody is around.
No, nowhere to be seen.
Really?
In fact, you see that there is sort of maybe like a 15-year-old boy where she usually sits. Same sort of deal though, hood up, like chilling out, nighttime smoking.
I'll approach him.
All right, cool. You walk up to him.
Hi.
Yeah?
My name is Eve.
Cool. What do you want?
I'm looking for someone named Songbird.
That's weird. Why? What? Why are you even talking to me?
I have something for her.
No, she ain't here.
Will she be back tomorrow?
Yeah. She went off somewhere. She finished at midnight.
Okay. Thank you for your assistance.
Do you require medical assistance? Because if you do, she's real helpful. I'm gonna do a perception check to see if he requires medical assistance.
Should he get his stomach pumped?
I like check like your pulse and like you.
I'm good. Don't. Jeez, you're. Fine. Don't have to push me around all the time. Jeez,
Mom.
All right.
It's okay. Say, you can trust her. She's great. Who are you?
All right, well, I'm going to pick him up and continue walking back to the hideout.
Hey, I was having a conversation. That's rude. You're rude.
Okay.
You're rude.
So through trials and tribulations, you shuffle off Pro, and you eventually get him back to your hideout.
Plonk on the bed, unconscious.
Okay, so you plonk on the one bed that is in the hideout. There's a single, like, rolled-out mattress that doesn't even quite fully unroll because the
I'd probably
space is
miss
so
it.
Narrow.
I'd probably, like,
and
don't
you
aim
just collapse
well.
And pass out.
Yeah.
Eve, do you do anything?
Does the fusion have to be, like, stored somewhere in particular? Is it just fine the way it is? Okay, I'll put it somewhere safe.
Hmm.
I just want to find out when the Ying Yao, is that right?
Ying Yao,
yeah. When it's like open and stuff and...
Okay.
I imagine it's nighttime again.
Do you have a... You don't have a computer?
Well, I've been working at
have his computer?
Place.
It's probably got a password protect on it at least. Probably significant.
I attempt to put a password in.
It doesn't work.
Oh, dang it. That's fine.
So, do you leave him laying on the floor, flopped
on
his bed?
I'll put him on his bed and...
Make a survival check.
Make him cozy.
Yeah. How much can you reduce my hangover?
CL2. No, that's not what this is.
Oh.
You'll see. CL2.
Oh, good.
All right, three successes. All right, you have the presence of thought to make sure you put him in the recovery position and make sure his mouth is unobstructed so he doesn't vomit and die in his sleep.
Yep.
Can I get him a glass of water?
He's unconscious.
Can I get him a glass
no
of water?
Faucet
can I get him two glasses? Oh.
You're in a basically a storage cupboard. You're in like a maintenance cupboard.
No, I was going to pour one on his face to wake him up and make him drink the other
one. He's gone. He's going to feel it in the morning. And yeah, it's feeling pretty cramped in the cupboard, in the thing you're sort of standing
in. It's like
now.
Bender's
he's
house.
He's snoring. Yeah, it's basically Bender's house. Yeah, so you
sleeping
heading up to go to your home, or what are you doing?
Off to your schmancy hotel.
Is there an internet
hotel.
Cafe anywhere that would be open?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it would
be. Head to an internet cafe.
And you're going to go with or stay and plug yourself in?
Where are you going?
Just going out looking for information.
Do you require assistance?
No, just take care of him. Hopefully he doesn't die.
Yeah, I'll stay and look after her.
Cool. You open the door. And as the door is open, you hear a soft voice call out from across the street. Someone sitting on the top of a fence. You're late. You look stunned. You look across.
Who is it?
Songbird.
Oh.
It's 12:20.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to go home.
Shit, I forgot about that. Oh, glad you make it. Come on in.
All right.
And she, like, wanders over. Yeah,
I'm thinking the same thing. Really? Really?
She wanders over.
Come on, come on.
I step in the doorway.
She wanders over with an obvious limp. It's clear that one of her legs is about an inch and a half shorter than the other leg, and she's sort of, like, hobbling over. You know, not incredibly slowly, but, you know, clearly she is impaired.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
How are you?
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go grab the fusion.
Coming in?
Yeah, come on.
She.
Okay,
you,
no,
you
I,
go
I,
to grab the fusion.
I don't let her in.
Yeah.
Say, Seb.
Move, robot.
This is not your place of residence. You cannot allow strangers in here.
She's not a stranger.
Who is she then?
Songbird.
I know that she requires fusion, but...
I mean, you talk to her. It makes sense. You didn't really interact with her.
She works for Ugly. If you trust Ugly, you trust her.
I kind of look at Bro.
Who's sleeping.
I have minimal input on this.
Okay, but let's be quick. Mm-hmm. I'll let her in. And I'll go grab the fusion from where I put it.
She crampedly gets in like, this place is small.
Yep.
So, what did you call me for?
I'll pass it to you.
I'm just going to hand it off to her, assuming she knows how to use it.
And she's like, this is for me?
Yeah.
One dose is
actually...
For... One dose.
One dose. There's more than two doses.
Because now she already has it. I'll say, do you require assistance?
She's like, no, I've been on this stuff for a while. And she starts, like, preparing herself. She actually pulls out a needle that she already has and, like, starts screwing it on the tip. She injects a dose. She says, thank you. I don't know why you're doing this.
How long does it take to feel...
It'll take her basically as long as she's been off it to get back to normal.
Okay.
How long have you been working for Ugly?
Two years.
And how did you end up in a situation like that?
I don't really want to talk about it.
You know, just doing what I can to see if we can get you out of it.
You can make a persuasion check.
Can I also ask, like, put my hand out for the rest of the fusion back when she's had her injection?
She ignores your gesture of your hand. She's just holding on to it.
Okay, I'm going to keep my hand out.
One dose only.
What will you make a persuasion check?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right. She's going to counter it.
That's 6.
It is 6.
Mm-hmm.
Got to learn to count.
6 successes, was it? Well, she rolls 3 successes. She sighs and she's like, it was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks at her arm and her body and she's like, you know they don't maintain the buildings out here. And where I was staying, something happened. I don't know. I can't really remember, but when I came to, I was buried. Under a lot. And that's where he found me.
So he saved you?
Yeah.
So that's what you're working off for him?
No, I work for the fusion. He pays me enough to... Well, I mean, he gives me at half the price he charges anyone else.
Does that mean you're free to leave?
If I want to die.
I am confused.
Sometimes I'm not sure.
Query. You say that he supplies you with fusion, correct?
Mm.
Then why are you running low?
Because I'm stupid. It's my friend. They aren't as lucky to have a job like me. So I've been sharing what I can afford. I've been doing okay, I think.
Can I give her I gave her a proper medical checkup last time, didn't I? Does it have a lasting effect over a long period of time? Like,
if
someone
you
who
continually
takes
a low dosing, yeah.
Okay.
Long term, bad negative effects. Okay. And yes, this is Songbird.
I'll say to her, you know, this will have lasting effects on your health. Your friend, how is he?
Yeah, it's a he. Says, I'd rather be sick later than he be dead now.
Where is your friend?
He lives a few blocks away. Where I live.
Does he require assistance?
In the same way that I do.
I turn to you, but I don't say anything.
I'm going to reach for the fusion.
And there's a moment of awkward calm as everyone sort of swallows the information they've learned and has that awkward moment of someone telling you they're sick, basically, and no one really knows what to say.
Yeah.
Which is fitting. No one really knows what to say.
Your friend, when does he require his next dose of fusion?
He's all right for now. I gave him mine.
And now you have received a dose.
Yeah.
Correct?
So, and she looks at her sores and she's like, I hope I'll be better soon.
The limb she has, is it one? It's like,
is she one cybernetic is too small.
Has she got two cybernetics?
Yeah, she has two missing legs and one missing arm. So you know she'd need daily doses of fusion.
How hard is it to replace a part? Is it plug and play?
No, you need a technician to do it, basically.
How hard is it to modify a part?
Again, you'd need an engineer or a robot technician. It's sort of become almost like there's a level of it where it's like high-tech mechanics. I say you need a technician, but it's not like you need to go into a laboratory unless you're modifying the connection points, which you do need to do for higher tier ones because obviously the quality of like nerve connections and all that varies. But in terms of replacing components, a lot of that, as long as you're not changing the nerve connections, a lot of that is like now become almost like mechanic tier of work. So, yes, you need a technical specialist to do it, but that technical specialist is only as common as a car mechanic.
Okay.
The arm that Seb acquired, is that more advanced than the one that she has on currently?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Significantly. It's also sized for an adult male who likes biceps, so it would be like a gorilla arm on her.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna reach for the fusion and say, I'll try and get you more moving forward, and then kind of abruptly change subject and ask her, you know, like, who's the technician that looks after your parts when you can?
Ugly arranges it. He gets it done in-house. And she looks at her limbs. She actually looks at the smaller leg and taps it, and she says, that was the first one I got. This one, and she looks at the, like, longer one. She's like, that's newer.
Yeah.
Did you get the fusion back?
She's still holding out her hand. She looks at it reluctantly, and then she does slowly hand it to you and lets you take it.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel like her grip is kind of like, and then it slowly softens. And then she says, it is yours after all. So why? Why am I here?
To make sure you're okay.
No one does that.
I do.
Can I pull? Can I like gesture you to come over in our tiny little space?
I want to talk with you in private. Shuffle 2 meters across.
Actually, and kind like of
20 centimeters.
Lean in and say, "Did we require assistance in our most recent plan?"
Any help is good.
Kind of gesture.
Out of character, not really sure how I'd use her at this point. She's got lookout abilities, but I also
perceive her. What's it like? Do you want to see a perception and see if?
Well, I know she's working for Ugly. And I feel like she's not likely to.
She's not divulging much.
But maybe she might not, but maybe she knows someone that might. Maybe her friend is like super beefed up or something. Probably not, but I think that's not to ask.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We'll put the carrot out and see if she wants to respond to it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just wanted to make sure you're okay. If you need anything, food, clothes.
Everyone needs something around here.
Yeah, well, the offer's open for you or your friend.
What do you want from me?
Nothing.
You...
That's the deception. That's a deception. It's a deception. Because we're like, you've already said you want to put out the carrot and see if you can find connections or whatever.
Yeah. Decently. Okay, so she's not going to jump to bad conclusions.
Okay.
She's like, I don't know what I could offer you. I don't get it. Look, I'm going to go if you got nothing else.
Yeah, look. You see things. If you see anything around you think would be of interest to us and the work we're doing for Ugly, let me know.
Well, what do you want me to look out for?
Anything. Anything you think would be of interest.
That doesn't help.
You're so mysterious, Rob.
She wants, like, an actual thing to look out for.
Anything out of the ordinary, people that you're unfamiliar with.
Okay. So this really... strange guy from the city came down and actually had a heart. And then she turns around and goes to walk.
Oh.
That's cute.
And that's the name for this chapter.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Well, I'm going to walk around and continue looking for my internet cafe.
Okay, so she Songbird goes out. To leave. Are you happy for Songbird to leave? There's nothing you're going to say as she's going.
I've got no idea what the plan is, by the way, with you guys.
Does a drone need to charge their batteries?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do that then. Plug into my port.
Cool.
Yeah.
She opens the door and she looks back with a smile. She goes, this place is a shithole. And then she just, like, lets the door shut and limps off.
Yay.
Cool.
Cool. Can I go for my internet cafe?
You do. The time is 1 a.m.
That's fine.
Do you get a coffee?
Do I find an internet cafe?
Yeah.
I want to do a few things in there if that's possible.
Head to... I'm just going to say it for anyone who wants to do fan art because I want to say it. So Songbird is an Indigenous Australian. So there's people doing...
Give us more like... So you've described... So she's got two cybernetic links, an older short one on her right leg.
So she has so she's got an older, shorter one that she obviously got 2 years ago. So she's growing because she's about 12 or 13.
Okay.
So one of them like is from the thigh down, mid-thigh down. The other one's from the knee down.
Yeah.
So she's got, basically one older, longer one. Older, shorter one that was installed when she was shorter because she's obviously growing. And then a newer one that's more appropriate for her proportions, but there's a height discrepancy. Yeah. And then she has a cybernetic arm from sort of about just above the elbow down.
Yeah, cool.
And then she has she wears a hood up all the time and like sleeve, big hoodie, big, like three size oversized hoodie. Like she's trying to hide herself, big headphones. And she always has like this pulled forward like mop of really like dark curly hair that she kind of hides behind a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But she's always sort of keenly looking out from underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
In brown eyes, you said, yeah?
Yeah, dark brown eyes. And
Seb's out looking for an internet cafe.
Yeah, I had a feeling people after this might want to do fan art. So I was like, I'll give you a better description of Songbird. As she hobbles off. And so... she heads off into the night. You find an internet cafe. You find an internet cafe that is in the hottest strip of the Ven, which is Busy Gang Turf, as you've just found out. Across the road from the internet cafe, like up and across maybe a couple of 100 meters, you see the flashing glass slipper neon light. And you sit down in your internet cafe and a portly fellow trundles over to you just because it's late and usually would probably be sitting behind the computer. He's like, don't see many of your folk around here.
Yeah, tourists, what can I say?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess we do see a couple, but usually they're sadder, less good-looking folk come to this part of town.
Ooh. Thanks, I guess.
Don't mention it. So anyway, what are you here for?
No, just browsing. Cool.
Want to use the computer?
Yeah, of course, man. Just, you know, swipe the card and you'll be charged for the time you're here.
Cool.
Yeah, if you want any snacks, fridge is over here, man.
Appreciate it.
Sweet.
I want to look up Eve's model for the company that she's made from,
mm-hmm.
and find out what other units they sell.
Okay.
I want to look at real estate. I'm looking for a small venue somewhere close to Ugly's hideout that has a kitchen.
All right, let's do it piece by piece, or I'm going to forget all the individual bits of information. So the first thing you look up, I'm going to get
Eve's model varieties.
Yeah, I'm going to get you to make... I guess it's the most closely associated with searching is infiltration. I know you're not like hacking anything, but you're like searching, you're deep exploring the internet. So
Could be perception.
Yeah, but we've used perception a whole lot. So we're going to go with info. You're going to like deep dive.
Yeah, cool.
It's closer to hacking, but you're not actually hacking.
Yeah, you're literally Google searching.
Yeah, but
there is good Google searching.
You didn't let me say the challenge Google level.
Searching. I'm sorry.
I was only going to set the challenge level to 2.
Okay.
This is not particularly hard, but I just wanted to use a different skill.
That's fair.
So it's maybe more appropriate. Okay, so you search it up. So her models, you find there is north of the Queen's Market in Melbourne, there is a Ning Yao showroom that has several models on display. There is a business. They're the same. Basically, the Eve model is a body type. The manufacturer of the components is different. So not all of them have the internal medical. Some of them have different like casings and things like that. But the actual the silhouette is the same. And there are also options for the faceplate as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the size and silhouette is the same. They have a business model, which is basically like a PA, a personal assistant. There is also, well, obviously there's the medical model. There's also a diner work, like a customer service model.
How identical do they look like? Could you mistake one for the other? Or do they have cosmetic or service level things which clearly define them? Distinguish them, I should say.
So the silhouette is the same. So because it's customizable, the silhouette on all of them is the same. There is optional hair pieces for all of them because that's where they're bald, but it's optional. And the face plates can be changed. But it makes sense that the configuration of body type, hair type, and face plate could be identical across multiple roles. You could have a business one that happens to have the same as the diner one if you'd chosen those options. But there are elements that are different, such as the medical one is the only one that has see-through limbs with the bits in them.
It's kind of like a Barbie doll, but like you can put her in different clothes and have different color hair.
It's like a Build-A-Bear workshop for robots. Yeah.
Makeover time.
But the actual Barbie doll is the same, yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Cool. Can I buy online?
I'm going to say that this is a showroom thing.
Okay, so they're expensive.
Yeah, they're expensive.
How expensive?
I'm actually, because I don't want to wreck myself, I'm just going to quickly grab the
reference
of the commerce level sheet so I can get a good idea of it.
And is there a secondhand market?
Build a bot.
a little bit there would be. So I'm going to say they'd be item value 4 for a... Yeah.
So it's in like commerce level 4 or 3?
Item value 4. So item equivalent value to a very fancy vehicle... A home, an extravagant weapon.
So it would remove a commerce point from you.
So basically, you cannot buy without your parents' consent.
What about a secondhand model?
In your searching, there's currently nothing around. They're actually a fairly new line, and they're fairly they're really niche. So Ning Yao makes these sort of anime-esque, like ball joint doll-esque models. And they've proven really popular, but it's a smaller company, so their production runs are smaller. So you'd actually can't... They're actually... You know what? They're more expensive secondhand because a lot of the lines are out of stock.
Okay. I still want to find a drone I can buy that will perform basic kitchen function. Chef, show it someone. Food preparation.
Yeah, I'm going to say that drones start at item value 4.
Even the cheap one, like the non-her brand
one. It's a fully functional robot that has near sentient level intelligence. It is at least equivalent to a fancy horse.
Is there a robot that will do
what? Robot? The cheapest robot you can get, you can probably get one for item value 3, which is, what's that? Equivalent to a basic vehicle. Yeah. So you could get a cheap robot. Drone? No.
Robot.
But a robot would
So you're looking for the same physical things you can use, but not the brain.
I wanted to scoop food.
Scoop food. You can get a scoop food robot that
but it performs the function of scoop food. The difference is in the intelligence. So you can you can buy it programmed with things. It has moderate ability to adapt.
If I wanted it to cook,
yep.
and prepare food and you serve food.
You'd pay for the package of that, and then you'd get it sort of customized to exactly what your venue wants it to do.
Yeah.
And then, yes, it can perform that task.
How much would that be?
Item value 3.
I want to buy that.
Okay. You're not going to be able to buy that on Google right now in an internet cafe at 1 a.m. We can talk.
Go to sleep, Rob.
We can talk after the session about
how you make that.
Does
not fucking totally switch off.
I'm not stonewalling you from buying one, yep. but it's the process where you wouldn't just like impulse buy bought. You're going to need to do some research, maybe a night of research.
Do you have to apply for like a license or something?
No.
Okay.
It's a product.
Okay.
But just checking. We'll talk about it after the stream.
I just imagine people are wondering what the fuck am I on?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Okay, what about okay.
He's the classic roleplay character. He's the mystery man. Everything.
No, I have a plan.
He's got plots, but he doesn't like anyone to know them until they come to
fruition.
The
other thing I would look for is I don't care if it's run down.
I didn't even give you the finish. Huh. So we said that there is a there's a medical, there's a diner version. There is the business receptionist version.
Yep.
There is the adult version. And
meaning sexy time.
In terms of
could have just been
literally everyone knew. Everyone who was old enough to know knew what I meant by adult version.
Anyway.
There's more. There's a technical specialist, so basically like electronical engineer level of drone.
That sounds pretty boss.
Sounds pretty what?
Sounds pretty boss.
And
there's a preference I'm sensing.
And there is a chaperone model, which has basically they're designed to escort. Usually women in potentially nightclubs and situations like that. So they have the same silhouette of a friend that hangs out with them, but they have more strength than you would anticipate. So they're designed with basically personal security.
Yeah.
But they're not because it's a nice small petite model. It's discreet personal security for people who want
the taser and
and data packs in terms of teaching them stuff.
Yeah, you can buy. Have to go. Actually, no, you can't buy them. So this is something where Incongruent was suggesting you have to go there and you may have to steal them or make an arrangement because it's kind of like product protection. They don't want to be able to load multiple data into one drone. That's kind of starting to be upgrades and breaching what she should be able to do.
Is that pricey? Do they have
You can't buy them.
You can't buy them?
The data packs individually.
Oh.
So they sell them because it's a product. They sell the product. They would rather you buy two than have one that can do both.
Okay.
It's how they control the market. It's also data limitations. To do that to Eve would be to be upgrading her in a way that is potentially dangerous and could lead to potential sentience or things like that.
Oh, we should do that.
And obviously the medical drone. Yeah. And the medical drone is advertised as to be able to do childcare, aged care and medical assistant It's an all-around drone.
Okay. The next thing I wanted to look up was real estate. I know this is weird.
This episode is called Shopping with...
Shopping. Online shopping. It's a curse.
Okay,
Shopping with Seb.
I want to look for a place. I don't really care if it's run down, but it needs to have a kitchen and spare rooms.
In the slums?
Yep.
Destiny?
Yeah. Thank you.
No worries.
It's a good time to use it.
Ooh.
4... You find a cupboard. Smaller than the cupboard we're in.
You have a feeling. You search and you basically find out that to get anything you want in that regard, you're going to need to be dealing with effectively low-tier thugs and people who it's almost an off-book real estate market in the slums. Mm-hmm. It's not you're not going to go to realestate.com and look it up. That's for the cities, but out in the slums. Yeah.
This works. So you don't my character's oblivious to most stuff in the slums. So this kind of works that he doesn't
you're just what? Why is there nowhere listed in the slums? Something. It's all sort of illegally run by slumlord, landlords and stuff.
All right. Is there any way for me to write a note and leave it with that lookout at Ugly's place to give to Ugly when he wakes up?
He said he'd call you in the morning.
That's true.
Mm. And what are you doing? Are you going to bed, finally? It's 2 in the morning.
I don't need sleep.
Well, you do need less sleep. You do need sleep.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'll go find a pod motel.
Yeah, there is a capsule hotel.
Capsule hotel. Yeah, I'll go sleep in a capsule hotel. Cool. I've got nothing on me. So.
You see a bunch of drunk city folk sort of laughing come in and crash for the night.
Yeah, cool.
Cool. You go to bed.
Wakey, wakey.
The time is 8 a.m. Pro's phone blares into life. Or whatever your ringtone is.
I turn it off and roll over.
It starts ringing again. Phone. Eve, you become online as attention snaps to you. So, yeah, you come online. The phone rings again. On the front of the screen, it says, S Effect. It's ringing.
Great.
Do you pick it up?
No.
I'll pick it up.
Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, this the robot.
Eve.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good. Pro is discombobulated.
What? Someone been hurting Pro?
No, intoxicated.
You'd be glitchy, are you, love? Mm-hmm. All right, well, wake him up for me and I want to talk to him. I said to give him a call. Come on, he's had a good sleep. He should be fine.
One moment, please. I'll go grab a glass of water from the kitchen. I got two glasses of water from the kitchen. It's still your idea. Throw one on him and then put one
next to you. There's no kitchen.
Yeah, that's why I didn't do it. There was no water.
I go outside and find some water. You're in a maintenance
cupboard. Okay, you go outside. There is a dirty puddle of, like, air conditioner runoff.
Yeah,
grab some. You grab some and splat. Yeah, you get splashed with dirty cold water.
I'm dead to the world, sorry.
Matt,
I'm going to be that player. Yeah, do it. Yeah, I think that's it.
A four. Yeah,
what's the fours?
He's just unconscious.
Dead to the world.
Yeah, okay, I'll say.
Cool.
My kitchen.
I cannot wake him.
Am I awake?
All right, so... Fine. If that's how he wants to play it, no worries.
Wants to play it? I was up late drinking with a bunch of people who don't get affected by alcohol and a robot.
Would you like to leave?
I am significantly fucked.
Look, tell him it's going to take a couple of days to find out some of the stuff I wanted to find out. If you come up with a plan, if you want to go in the city or whatever, look, I've managed to get that prick working again. So, you know, let me know if you need anything to do what you want to do. But it's going to be a couple of days before I can give you something other than unless you have a specific request. Yeah, I'm sure you can get that message across, Eve.
Understood.
Cool. Well, you know, have a smashing day. See you later. Hangs up.
Goodbye. I pop two little children's Panadol and pop them next to your dresser and on your bed and...
Nothing. Yep. Sorry.
No, it's fine. Just leave them there for you when you wake up.
Cool. Seb, you wake up. It's like 8 in the morning.
I don't get a call, though.
No.
All right, well, then I go to this guy.
All right, so you head over to their property. There's a knock on the door.
I'll open the door.
Yeah, I'm assuming you let him in, and there he is. Yeah, it's like it's like probably half an hour, 45 minutes after they had their phone calls, and you come in.
He is alive. Just so you know.
has Ugly been in contact?
Yes, he said, and I repeat every single word that he said.
Yeah, in perfect,
like, in perfect order. Yeah. I love it. Well, I don't think he's going to be ready for a while yet, so we've got some preparing to do.
I took your suggestion and threw water on him. It did not work.
It's crude.
Yeah, he does seem wet.
How just damp.
Name? He's just a moist boy.
Informative.
It is breakfast time. Would you like to eat?
What have you got?
I imagine I go and get like something from the convenience store every day for Pro.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
You can go get...
A breakfast burrito is on the menu. Yeah, bad breakfast
burrito. That's perfect.
Easy.
I will return.
Is it worth suggesting the idea that, like, she might know great hangover food? And, like...
Oh, breakfast burritos. I'll get you a cheeseburger or something if you want.
Yeah, you probably know some good hangover cures.
Okay.
Well, what humans like after hangover, basically, like, all the proteins and fats.
Yeah, no, like Gatorade or something.
Electrolytes and water.
Done.
Cool. You come back after about 10 minutes.
I want to skimp over it because it's going to take too long. Can I just call Ugly and be like, hey, on the lookout for a property with this, this, and this. Can you keep me posted if you find anything?
So you're calling...
Ugly.
You don't have Ugly's contact information.
I take the phone and click redial.
You call S-Effect?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ugly answers. And so you, what do you relay?
I just thought I'm on the lookout for a real estate that has that in it because I'm sick of operating out of his shoebox.
Say it. What do you say?
I'm like, hey.
Has what in it?
No, that was efficient. I get what you're trying to do.
Has what in it? So you want a kitchen?
A kitchen and spare rooms.
He's
spare
reiterated rooms. The information he searched okay. and you want to yeah. find a property.
Got yeah, it. I want to find a property so that we're not operating out of a shoebox.
Is that all you want to get across?
At the moment, yeah.
Cool. All right.
As cheap as possible.
Several hours pass. Eventually, Proto yep. wakes up.
Yep.
To a breakfast burrito that's cold.
Yep. Very minimal, like, motion and sound coming from my direction. And I've got, like, real dark, like, sunglasses on my hood, like, over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Morning.
Is or it?
Afternoon, should I say. I'm assuming it's the afternoon.
So what's the plan? Are we doing... Are we setting out tomorrow or...
Well, I think we're going to need a bit more information before we head off. And Ugly says it'll be a couple of days till he gets what we need. He did say we could have Vinod's ability to fake your identity for low-level scanners, though.
Okay, good. All right. And I go to roll over and, like, sleep for a couple of days.
He left a message. He said every single word.
Oh, what did he say again?
Oh, that like if we plan to go into the city, contact him. Gotcha. It's going to take a couple of days to get the stuff we need.
All right, so it sounds to me like we're on pause, which is good for me.
I turn to you and say, I wish to visit the Ying Yao. I keep forgetting.
Ming Yao.
Ming Yao, sorry. Facility. Would you accompany me?
I was having a look at their stuff online to see what we could do in terms of upgrading you.
Oh. That is extremely helpful.
Doesn't look like anything we're going to buy our way out of easily. So it looks like our only option is to take a less respectable route.
If it's a product that we require, then we must acquire it.
Easier said than done.
But you have my full support.
Unfortunately, I feel like we're going to need this guy to get anything done. Although I'd prefer someone that hacked with a bit more tact.
We could ask Vlad? The guy who's like got chopped off?
Vinod. I don't think he'll be particularly receptive to your requests, given that you caused him to be imprisoned and have his leg amputated against his will.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. So, in that case, I'm going to take the liberty of saying a couple of days pass.
Yeah, I think that's probably best at this point.
Cool. Do I have my kitchen?
Yeah, so we're awaiting a call from Ugly.
Now, he's awaiting a call from you as to what you want to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, at this point, I've had enough.
You're better.
My hangover food. And we've sort of liaised about what we want briefly, but yeah, now I call up Ugly.
Breaking out of character for a sec. So basically, we do want me to acquire some data packs to upgrade me a little bit.
So first mission is going to be to get Eve some bits.
Yep.
Okay. Cool.
Eve bits.
All right, so we should probably discuss what we want to do to acquire those.
Yeah, in character though. Let's have our session close on you guys in character working
out. Do I call Ugly or are we talking first before I call Ugly? I think we should probably talk first.
Yeah.
So do we know what the... model options are?
I rattle off the ones I know about. And also,
I like the sound of that personal protection one. That sounds sort of cool.
For me, that's probably not doable. You see, although I can acquire the data packs, I still have my limitations.
Really? Ah, like physically. We can't swap, like, the arms.
Well, that isn't correct, but... It wouldn't be wise. I would have to be augmented in order for it to work.
What do you want?
That is a question I cannot answer.
Maybe it's the one you need to. I mean, you're the one who's sort of coming into yourself here.
For now, I wish to help my friends.
All right. I like that.
I think that there's two... kind of routes that Eve can take in terms of upgrades. The first one is to fully... I mean, okay, so there's kind of three and they kind of blend. One of them is data packs, which will basically allow her to pretend to be the ones even without their physical capabilities. She, you know, she could always wear the clothes of the bouncer one and, like, not reveal her glass components and disguise herself, but then have the programming and the information to adequately pretend to be that. Option two is to physically augment herself and replace parts to change her function.
Yeah. And you'd lose healing stuff.
Combined function, though, because she would lose the capabilities that her body has for healing, but she'd still have the medical skills.
Okay.
And it would kind of be like jack of all trades, master of none. She wouldn't be as good a bouncer or as good a medical, but she'd be kind of 70% to each of them. The third option is to fully stock her as a medical bot, so you could get her all of the pharmaceuticals, all of the stuff internally, all her systems operating, so she's no longer, like, she's got the knowledge and the equipment to be more than a nanny bot. She's got, like, she could be a surgical assistant, like,
yeah. So I'm assuming we all discuss and we sort of know these options,
and I think
you can combine the first and the third.
You can combine the first and the third, for sure.
And then going down the augment road, that's going to be very expensive on this.
So the first and the third being super up super up into her current model capabilities as far as they can go.
With pharmaceuticals.
Master of one, but also the
knowledge
software of the other.
Yeah, so she can,
so she can act as.
Correct.
I like it.
But then those other roles, do they also come with, like, if you are a bouncer, maybe you're really good at persuasion so that you try to avoid conflict, but... Like, is that kind of also how it works?
May give you, if you go down this route, like, some level of equivalent, like, upgrades in certain areas.
Sure.
Maybe some, like, vocations, like, by default. Like,
yeah, vocations is probably where I'll do it. Okay. But what you will get is that the role play opportunity to then suddenly be like, I know how to be, like, because currently you do the medical thing, but then you will be like, oh, let's say I upgraded into the diner bot, and then, you know, your customer service is on point. You can talk about burgers and shakes as long as you want, like that kind of thing. And you can just, you can then add that to your roleplay repertoire, and you can kind of start to expand the way Eve interacts with people.
Cool. All right, Maurice.
So is that, are we all thinking that same thing then? Does that sound good to you, Eve? Does Eve seem, like, brightened by it? Like, in, like, is there any sort of response that seems a little more than robotic?
I am happy that my friends want to help me.
Okay, let's do it. We're going to get you, going to take you as far down the... your capabilities as they currently stand as we can, and, help you be more capable of pretending you're more than you seem, which, I mean, honestly, you kind of are.
Okay.
Let's head down to the shop then.
Cool. All right.
Should we like roll out heading down and like arrive?
Well, you'd be heading to Ugly's, I guess.
No, are we going to the...
Ning Yao
Corporation.
It's in the city.
Oh, damn.
So this means this is your first mission. You need to infiltrate the city. And we're going to get to see the city for the first time.
All right. Off to Ugly's we go.
Yeah.
Then it's city time.
So you're going to need to basically get fake identity, which is going to have a price from Ugly. So he's going to want a favor as well.
Yeah.
You expect. So you need a fake identity. You two can just slide in.
I ring S effect.
Okay. Hey, finally getting back to me.
Yeah, we know what we want.
Awesome.
We're going to upgrade our Eve bot.
Sounds good. Yeah, Johnny would like that.
Great. We need your help to get in the city. We need her to be the best she possibly can be at her current field of capabilities. But we want her to know how to, let's say, play the game of all the other models or whatever we can get our hands on.
Well, swing on down and I'll hook you up.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Seb, we ready to go?
How much can he accomplish from his desk? How much can Pro accomplish from his desk?
A bit, but not what you'd want.
How do you know what I want?
because he's not going to be able to hack city networks from where he is. He needs to be closer and have actual access to them. He's good, but the kind of pretty much one man operating out of a cupboard just can't in this day and age. The technology is too advanced to protect you, like corporate firewalls and stuff, especially for a company that specifically produces like near sentient robots. They're pretty good at protecting their information.
Mm. All right. I think we're heading off to Uglies. This was fun. Big stuff is about to happen. Mm-hmm. It's very exciting. Make sure to stay tuned for the next episode.
Episode.
That's my American accent at the moment.
Episode.
Just muted myself.
Hey.
Of Cyberpunk.
Check us a like.
Reboot, execute.
Subscribe. Keep watching.
Thanks, fam.